Good morning. It is great to see you. Welcome to Navigation Church. If you're a guest, be our guest today. If you're a guest, welcome. If you're a partner, a tender, welcome too. But it's great to be with family today. And it's great to see each one of you. I'll start similar to I did the last service. I think I'm going to just push a lot of my notes aside and have a conversation with you today, if that's all right. You good with that? Okay. So what we want to do is for the next several weeks, we want to talk about five reasons to connect. Five reasons to connect, why we need connection, both with God and with each other. And before I get too far into it, I had an incredible moment last night. That again changed my life. And it was exactly what I'm preaching on today. Exactly. Like, we couldn't orchestrate it. God is such an incredible God to orchestrate and set up things for a moment and for a time for us. So we went through this series to share about connection and the idea of using Legos. I had to go find some. My kids are much older now, but we still had some in the basement. I could find some Legos. And essentially with Legos, they've come a long way from just stacking. You remember the old ones? You just stack them. Now they connect. Each one has a, you can use it for whatever almost. And I started thinking about and examining how we connect as individuals and how we connect to God. But I'm going to do this. I'm going to share a quote. And one more quote, and then we're going to dive into this, okay? Connection is the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued. When they can give and receive without judgment. And when they derive substance and strength from their relationship. Courage starts with just showing up and letting ourselves be seen. I'm going to jump right to the end. I'm going to skip something. And go right to the, I wrote this down. So that's connection, but I want to see what happens with connection. It's this. I want to be in the arena. I want to be brave with my life. And when we make the choice to dare greatly, we sign up to get our butts kicked. Yes, I said that, okay? I'm being very nice. We can choose courage or we can choose comfort, but we can't have both, not at the same time. I would love to fully take credit of that, but I can't. Brene Brown, if you want to search her out, find her. She's got stuff on Netflix and TED Talks and YouTube galore. For me, I've chosen to get myself in the arena. I've chosen to take a step in my own journey with God. Years being in the church, and my story, and it's been great. God has taught me things along the whole way. But at this moment, at 44, God chose to totally shake up my whole paradigm, my whole view on things. And last night I had an incredible experience with some friends that are in, they're friends now for sure, but they're in from Oklahoma, and sit around the table with a group of individuals, and this is my story, folks, okay? I'm not saying it's the end-all for all things, but my story took me to the Crucible Project via a friend that I took on a vacation that connected with friends that we had when we were youth pastors to hear a story of a pastor that went to the Crucible Project that changed his life and his church. And I had an incredible moment last night to sit around the table. I was tired. Let me just be honest. I was tired. I was kind of ready to go. At that point, I got to preach the next morning. I got ready to go. And instead, something inside me goes, I have to ask these questions. And with questions come answers. And if you're willing to get in the arena of connecting with God and connecting one another, you're going to get your butt kicked. But can I tell you this? It's the most exciting time as well. It's like exciting and scared. Yeah. I said around the room, far be it to know that in my own work, stuff that I'm working out, if we're going to be working out my own stuff with fear and trembling and my salvation and working out, we call it sanctification, but it's processes that take place to shape our lives and to shape me and to shape all of us. And I was going on this journey last night to find the things that are missing in my life that make me realize who I am. Instead of believing things that I've told myself for years that I'm not enough, I'm not the best. I compare myself to these preachers or to this preacher. And what I've come to realize, the greatest thing, is that I'm not them, and that is awesome, but I am Brent Johnson. And he's not taken. Everybody else is taken. And I get to realize I am enough. I get to realize I am brave. I get to realize that I get to know God and not put God in this little box. If you've been in church, you know what I'm talking about. Or we get there to where we just know church and we just know God. God is so much bigger than any of that. Far be it for us to try to put him in just a little box and think we have it all figured out. God goes, I'm going to blow that all up. And I'm going to show you who I am today, now. I want to challenge you today to risk to connect with one another and connect with God in a way that you have not. Believe me, I believe the word is infallible. If you're out, I believe that the word of God in the beginning was the word and the word was God. Solid. I believe when I pray, things happen. They don't always happen the way I see it. When we pray a lot of times, we then get creative and decide what that might look like. When I stepped on my journey, it was in the last year or so, it was a journey to go, I just want to check something out. I do want to know God more. So, you know, I'll know God more. And what I found is that I could get victory over a part of my life I've never been able to get victory over. I was able to go to battle. I was able to jump into arena with people that held me and kept me safe to where I could just share my stuff. And so what was awesome is last night that I sat around the table for the first time with Rachel and Andrew. Yes, I'm using their names. I won't look at them again. Rachel and Andrew. And my friends, and we were able to, what I've used for years, almost a decade, do life together, which doing life together, I thought I understood that. I was like, when I planted a church about 10 years ago, and I go, I don't want to do church. I don't want to do that. Some of you might not know what I'm talking about. I just didn't want to go through the whole motions. Like, is that all there is? Like, I stand here and sing some songs, I pray, and I have a good home and family. Voila. I have arrived. And God says, I got something better. I got something more. So I'm talking about that more. I'm talking about that next step that you could take right now, today, this coming year. What kind of steps are you going to? I could sit up here and tell you the 7 best things to do to be a leader. I could sit up here and tell you the 5 greatest ways, but what I want to tell you, what I want you to receive is the connection that you can have with yourself and with God. What's interesting for me is my title here is the Connecting Pastor. What's interesting is I can help everybody else connect, but I can't connect myself. I couldn't find that connection. I did not understand. I did not have a revelation of what that looked like. What are we talking about? What in my life is blocking me from risking to get something that's so much better than what I've been risking my whole life to stay right here? Right here keeps me going, I'm not enough. Right here keeps me going, I'm comparing myself. Right here says, I have no power. Right here, but if I risk something and I go over here, I have the opportunity, you have the opportunity to find out who you are. And I stand here going, I'm enough. I could just be me. You know what's great? Is I don't have to be Pastor David and I don't have to be Pastor Aaron. I don't have to be Stephen Furtick. Some of you know who that is. I don't have to be the greatest, you name them. All of them are taken, but me. I get the opportunity to be who I am. You get the opportunity to be who you are. But are you willing to get in the arena and really battle it out? Or will you stay in the status quo in the comfort of life and just keep going through the motions? You just keep running on that hamster wheel of life. And I'm not saying that sucks. I'm not saying like that's terrible. What I am saying is that there's more. There's more for you and there's more for me. And the difficult thing is that we have to realize what that is. We have to realize to ask the questions that we need to ask about ourselves. We need to be able to, where am I at? We're always trying to be where we want to go, where we want to go, where we want to go. And God's saying, I just want to meet you right where you're at. And I see you. And I hear you. And I love you. In all of your stuff, in all of your crap, God loves you. Come on. God sees you right where you're at, and you have a tough time seeing yourself. Until you're willing to take that step, put yourself out there. That can be scary. Fear can hold you back. Whatever can hold you back. You want me to tell you some more? So, fear held me back. Fear of going, if I step over here, what's the purpose of me? What's the purpose of my role? What's the purpose of pastoring? You're going, dang, yeah. You know what I love about this church? I love that you love an imperfect pastor. Amen. Because I love you. And I will go to bat for any one of you. And I will extend the scandalous grace of God's love and mercy and goodness to each one of you. And God is not finished with any of you. You go, I've been serving. Look at my grandma. 83 years been serving God. But God's never done. God's never done showing you, no matter if you're 13, 10, 11, 12, or you're 80, God still has more for you. Don't go, I've lived my life, and now I'm in retirement, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do, which is fine. But God's not done with you. God still wants to work in you. Will you show up? Will you have the courage to show up and be seen for who you are? I sat in a room last night and shared my stuff with a group of close friends I had not shared before. I encountered a group of close friends because that I know where they go and I know that they get in the arena of life and they're willing to get their butts kicked to risk to get something they have not gotten before. What do you want? What do you want? Have you even asked yourself that question? What do you want for your life? What do you want from walking with God? What do you want? And are you willing to risk it to get it? Are you willing to get in community? Are you willing to get in what we call nav groups? Because our pastor is very strategic and creative to call it nav groups. Because it's navigation. Throw that on him. Are you willing to dive into some of those things? See, I figured I knew 10 years ago what doing life together was. what I've come to realize doing life together is being seen, being loved, being heard, and not being judged for anything I have. So I grew up in a world where that, like, if you were dealing with sexual immorality or anything like that, do you know what God says about that? And just come after you instead of going, you know what? I love you. I see you. I hear you. I'm not going to judge you, but I'm going to walk with you. And by walking with you, I'm going to watch God show up. And by God showing up, He changes your life.
That's right.
He changes your life. You know what that does for a pastor? That means I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to. God has them all. And let's be honest. We can deceive ourselves. We can block things. We can be wounded. All these types of things. But God sees all of that. He knows all of that about you. And what's awesome is that God shows up and uses people. He has chose to use us as the church. He has chosen to use you to show God to someone else. He is using you to connect to someone else, to connect with God and truly live in freedom and truly rise above and truly live in victory and courage and bravery and honesty and openness and freedom. Because don't misunderstand, I spent time with what we used to call in the old days the altar. And I'm telling you, I was in the altar until I fell asleep, trying to get what I couldn't attain and get a freedom that could only come, I know, from Jesus. But he wound up using a new way, a new method to shine light in an area that I could not see and I could not get to without people walking with me to show me and to ask the right questions and take me somewhere where ultimately I knew, but I didn't know. So we're talking about connection. And in a lot of our lives, we have stinky relationships. Not all of them are stinky. Some of them are just good. They're just relationships. And they're fine. But this is what happens, at least when I've done my work and I start going somewhere with God and connecting, is that there's so much more. There's so much more in a relationship than just the surface stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? So much more than just, let's just, men. It's so much more than just talking about sports. You know, so much, that, like, they're good. I love sports by all means. But there's so much more than that. And what I love is to be able to get so real that we can talk about where I was hurt, where I celebrated life, the good things that happened, but also to find out what makes me me and why I cope with things that stop me from connecting in a deeper level with who I am. And so in your relationships, are they just here? Are you willing to get messy and get in that arena with them? To where they see all of who you are. Come on, think about that in this room. Who knows all of who you are? Who knows all of your stuff? Well, God, of course. But who else knows all of it? Who else knows why you do what you do? I could sit around a room last night and they knew why I did what I did, but I didn't know why I did what I did. They're going, Brent, it's right there, just say it, you know? I don't know what it is. Tell me. But God takes us on a journey. And that journey always continues in our lives. And he uses processes. And he walks us from step to step. And so today, even today, when you look at your life, what is your next step? What is your next step? Is your next step to do a journey like I've been on? I'm happy to talk to you about that. Is your journey to take a next step and get involved in a group around here, in our nav group, and start serving? Is your next step that you can just step into something that you've not stepped into and start connecting with people on a new level or a new way? I love what God's doing. I love this house. I love that you welcome me. That I don't have to show up and put on a mask to be perfect for you. Because none of us are. And all of us hide something. All of us deny something and repress something. What are you hiding and denying and repressing that you can go into this next year and start today and allowing yourself to see what that is that you hide, deny, and repress so that you can connect deeper, so that you can take a next step to connect deeper with your community, with your friends, and with God? What will take you there? What do you need to do? What is that in your life? A lot of times we'll talk about, well, there's a sin that's keeping you from maybe growing. And that can be true. That can be very true. That's a sin that's keeping you from taking that next step. But it could also just be something, it could be a wound that's deep in your life that you have to figure it out, where you were hurt, that you begin to cope in life, and now it's how you function day to day without even knowing it, that stops you from ever really connecting with who you are and who God is. Does that make sense? Are some of us lost? Connection. Connection is the energy that exists between people when they feel seen. God sees you. Why try to cover that stuff? He sees you. Why cover that stuff up? Why deny that? Why repress it and try to hide it? What are you going to lose? Look at that. What are you going to gain and what are you going to lose? What are you risking to go forward and what are you risking to stay where you're at? When you feel seen, heard, and valued. When they give and receive no judgment. I welcome you into this house to be seen, to be valued, to be heard, and not be judged for the stuff that you've done or lived in, or that you're living in right now. Because if you're willing to get in that arena, that will be worked out. You and God and your community will work that out. But you have to risk. You have to be brave to step into that. You have to be courageous to step into it. Why wouldn't you want to be who you're supposed to be? Why wouldn't you want to be? Why keep living and letting yourself be held back from hurt and wounds and fear and judgment? Why be held back when you know, I guarantee you, there's not many things I could put a guarantee on. I guarantee you, if you're willing to get in that arena and get your rear kicked a little bit, you will find who you are. And I love that. I love that opportunity that we as a church, we as a congregation, that we value growth, not just numerically, but we value that you would grow individually. Grow in the word, yes. Grow in understanding the truth, yes. But grow in understanding who you are. God created you for purpose. God created you. He had a plan and a purpose and a ministry. He created you for those things. He created you to rule and to reign in your kingdom. He created you. Why let something hold you back from being that you? Come on. I'm telling you, a group like this could change communities, Amen. Could change the area. I'll pray. God, I pray across this room right now. There's individuals sitting in here. God, I pray that you would reveal your truth, your love. You would reveal who they are. Lord God, the things that they've hidden and denied and repressed for so long, the things that they've decided to live in, Lord God, that holds them back from being who you've called them to be. I pray right now that, Lord God, that you call them in to be who they're supposed to be, to understand who they are, to understand the power that they can walk in you. Lord, I pray across this room. Do what only you can do, God. Do what only you can do. Will you have the courage to just show up? The courage to show up. Online or in the audience right now. If you're sitting in this room and you're going, I just want to connect with a Jesus like that. I've never taken that step. I've seen church. I don't want to do church. I don't want to do religion. But I want to connect with a real Jesus. I want to connect with real people. And then across this room, I want you to keep your eyes shut and do this one thing. If you're online, that you would do this. If you want to know Jesus and you want to know what I'm talking about, that you would just simply raise your hand. And by raising your hand, nobody else is looking, but I'll see that hand. And by seeing that hand, you're saying, I want to connect with the creator of the universe, the God that loves me for me, all of me. And if that's you, you would simply say this, whether in this room or online, and may we all just say it right now. Jesus, I just want to know you. I want to connect with you. I want to love you. And I want to live in the freedom that I can only have through you. Amen and amen. So, you might be in a dilemma right now. And you're very comfortable with where you're at. But if you really search out, what do you want from God? What do you want to have in your life? I want connection with people. I want to connect with God, but I want to connect with you. And I don't want to just connect with people on a surface level. I want so much more for each one of us. And I believe that you can have that. I believe that you can have that. So search out, what is your want? What do you want? What do you want? Will you risk to go for it? Amen. Okay.